Good evening. We haven't conducted such evenings for a long time now, and I'm very excited. I was asked, due to the day of love that we've passed, let's not say that it has passed, but to speak about unification, unity, and love. There's a very big question. What happens to us in our world? Why can't we reach love? Kabbalah explains that it is due to our ego. That in our world, we understand love as me, myself, wanting to fulfill myself. That a person is the ego, the desire to receive, the desire to enjoy only. I see in the world only what can bring pleasure to me, or what can, God forbid, bring me torments. Only based on that I see things. In the space where we live here, there are many other things, and we do not identify them. We don't see them because they're not absorbed by our ego, by our desire to receive. We can't feel that we can enjoy these things, and therefore we do not enjoy and don't see or feel them. The Kabbalists say that we live and that around us are the worlds, the upper worlds, spaces, distances, in all sorts of axes and directions, and that we are there existing in some different form. We ourselves are like in a mirror. There's me and my image. So this way we are also existing in these all spiritual worlds, in our spiritual copy, which is called the soul, and we don't feel it. Too bad. If we knew, we would plan our lives based on that, perhaps even better or even more beneficial, with a goal which is much better, much more correct. In order for us to learn and to feel much deeper what exactly and truly is true love, we first of all reach the sensation of separation, and from that separation, then we can start appreciating the connection, the unity. From hate, we can start appreciating love. And in such a way, we need to advance to our eternal state. And through our history, we have developed and developed within our desire to receive, which is egoistic, until we've reached the state where we see that it brings us to this general crisis. This complete crisis in everything we deal with. And it's all in order to push us now to connection. So I said that in our world, we feel and we say about love that it is the love of fish. Because for fish or for animals, I can say I love them, I don't love them. It's something that is close to me. But for fish, I have no relation or no emotion. So it's clear that if I say that I love fish, it means that I love to enjoy the fish. And truly, that's how it is in each and everything that I say that I love. I enjoy through it. And that's how my ego arranges for me this relation to the world and to everything that exists here. Always I see things when I look what is better, more pleasant, more or less. It can be in colors, it can be in shapes, in sounds. Each and everything is measured and weighted by how close it is to my enjoyment or how far it is. And therefore, our love here in this world is like this love of fish. And therefore, it doesn't hold that much. It's very temporary. So, as long as I can enjoy something, and then it passes. And what is the true love? Which is the goal of creation, to bring us to love. This love is not by me being fulfilled by the fact that I enjoy something, because then I'm limited. I can't fulfill myself with too many things. Only what is entering my senses right now. From that I can more or less enjoy or suffer. My vessel is very limited. It cannot put in more than we can fill ourselves in this little world around us, and the rest we don't absorb. So the Kabbalists say that there's the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is a wisdom how to receive, how to enjoy truly in the real way, the big and unlimited way. That I have to expand my vessels, my abilities, my senses. That I won't see everything only in the way that what's good for my ego, but rather the opposite, that I will integrate with others, that I'll exit myself outside from the internal perception to an extracorporeal sensation, that I'll develop senses which are outside of me. And then I can reach the opening of the worlds to all the eternal reality, and I also feel that I'm actually existing in an eternal fashion in the spiritual space. Spiritual means not in the quality of reception, rather in the quality of bestowal, that I enjoy by exiting myself, connecting with the others, connecting with other people. Therefore, all these things that we see, these beautiful proverbs from the Torah, love thy friend as yourself, don't do to others what you hate, what's not good for yourself, and all these other, all these different proverbs, that they actually, all these proverbs, what are they trying to basically say? That we need to rise above our egos, which limits us and depicts our world and ourselves, to rise above it, to exit it, and thus we can acquire love which is unconditional, meaning it's not conditioned and unlimited by me, and it's eternal and complete. And it's possible. It was possible through history only for certain unique people who received it in order to develop the system from generation to generation, in order to develop it all the way to our generation. And now here we can already actualize this system, this method, all over the nation and all over the world. We've already reached a state where all the world is in complete crisis, and everyone is ready to develop this sixth sense, so-called, beyond our five senses, the spiritual sense, the sense of bestowal and love. And how do we reach that? How do we acquire that? Through connection. Therefore, we study with you in the wisdom of Kabbalah that before we descended or came down to this world, that we were once together, all of us in the spiritual level, and then that we were all together, the state has shattered to sparks, and then we started feeling ourselves separate, remote from each other, hating each other, being envy at each other. And through that, we entered our ego to the understanding of this world. And our world, our work in this world here, well, first of all, in history, from incarnation to incarnation, we had to get, first of all, to the degree, to the point where we see that our ego actually damages us and doesn't bring us anything good. And now to start through this system, this method, which is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, the method of connection, the method of love, to reach a connection between us, through which we can return to this state to be as one man in one heart, all Israel are friends, and so on. That in this common vessel we'll reach again and acquire this spiritual dimension that we have been in before we descended to this sensation of this world. We can do that while we're here in this world, to feel all the worlds, to reach unification with the upper light, to reach our true state, to see our lives not limited solely to our five corporeal senses, rather to feel them much above that in an eternal fashion. And it's all through the acquisition of connection, the acquisition of love between us, which is actually the goal. And there is a process in this, a method, a scientific method by which we need to work. And if we act exactly according to what's written in the books, and you know we study this, and by the way, there are these courses, you know, the ones that we have opened to each and every one. And then when a person starts studying and he starts knowing these things, he has the ability and the opportunity to advance. And truly, we are now in front of you now before a very beautiful opening, very special, which is a revelation of the upper light, this upper force for us, much like the wisdom of Kabbalah explains itself. It's the method of the revelation of the Creator to the creatures in this world, that we live here in this world much like we are, and along with that we reveal all the other worlds, that this world is temporary and the spiritual world is. These two worlds connect together and we don't feel the difference. We don't feel where we are. We simply feel the eternity and completeness already here. Much like it's written, you shall see your life in this world. And all this we reach through connection between us. Therefore, this night is a night of unity. We are all connecting. And I see that the friends here have brought me some. Perhaps you want to read? Okay. They found all these excerpts from our sources. So let's hear, and based on that, perhaps we can advance. Please. The first excerpt that I'm going to read is from the Rabash writings, and he says like this: each of them has a spark of love of others, but the spark could not ignite the light of love. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. As we spoke, that once we were connected together in one vessel, which is called one soul, and all in all, this is what exists. Our internality of each and every one is called a spark, nitzotz. That all these sparks were together, then they were creating that fire, that flame, the force of love, the force of connection, the upper light, what we call. And when we started remoting from each other after the shattering, then each and every one has one little spark which gives him this sensation of this corporeal and temporary life. If we connect again and revive this connection, then we come back to this complete and eternal state, much like a body which is now shattered and is now put together, all the organs, and now it starts feeling again its livelihood, and all the currents within him that give him the sensation of life. Therefore, in each and every one, there are these sparks of love, but the spark cannot ignite the light of love. Therefore, they agreed. The people who wanted to reach the awareness of the real spiritual world, concealed, they agreed that through then from all these sparks one big flame will become the upper light. The next quote, okay, perhaps one or two words I'd like. We reach this special evening of unity. It's been a while since we had like people from all over the country, men and women. And when we entered here before, this parking lot, that it was sort of like a holiday. There was a feeling of holiday, and everybody's faces were shining, and therefore we also chose this title for this evening, that we're all connected. From what, from where, with no differences, we are all as one. The most important is to unite our hearts in the love of friends. Everyone with love and with one heart. To connect each other. Closed in each other. They will become one bundle. In our corporal world, each and every one wants to fulfill himself through the wisdom of unification, reaching a state that we can enjoy fulfillment. And through the connection with each and every one, we start feeling different currents that field that is created between us. And the light, the godly force. So the most important to love a friend, to unite our hearts in the love of friends, these currents that to unite with each and every one with love and with one heart, to connect to each other, and that when the other will become a one bundle. The connection in the minds, in mind and heart, mocha and liba, referred to in the Torah as there is one Adam only. And parts. This is our spiritual image. So if through the connection we one critical mass, unique, special critical mass, there will be some kind of a connection, we'll immediately feel in the connection, in the relation between us. Upper force exists, upper life, spiritual life, which are real, beastly body. And then we start absorbing, what does it mean beyond extra corporal life? The body can die and we continue living. This is actually the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is what it brings us to. And the salvation of the Lord is as a blink of an eye. And the most important matter before you this day is the unity of the friends. For it can compensate for all the deficiencies. We feel in our world many problems between couples, the economy, and the financial system, very, very big crises. Yeah. That we're truly in the very advanced states of which are very dangerous. And nothing that through many years we want to exit this and the crisis. That's because a person is in a crisis and not some sort of nature. That even though we feel all kind of reactions from the nature ever accumulating phenomena that who knows what's going to happen with the time. All this situation, it's time for us to connect, and therefore all these these are all in order to force us to attention from the level of this corporeal, beastly level to, and a person means that he or resembles the upper light, Adam from the word Dome. And we become one like him. Do as you can, and the salvation of the Lord is a blink of an eye. Meaning it can come at any given moment once some sort of a connection between us. And the most important matter before us today is the unity of times. There's no difference, no change. Everyone is in the same system. Deficiencies. The next newspaper, Auma of Baal Sulam. Indeed, the spark of nationalism was kept within us in its fullest. The only hope is to establish discover and ignite once more the natural national love that have been the national muscles which have been inactive in us for 2 millennia. Then we'll know that we have a natural, reliable foundation to be rebuilt and to continue. We heard that once we were before the destruction in one heart, and afterwards the eruption of the ego that happened to us in the times of Rabbi Akiva. It turned out that everyone started hating each other, and Rabbi Akiva was screaming. Already no one was able to the temple was destructed and we went into exile. And until this day, we don't feel it that much so that it's hate. No, some people were nice to each other, but it's not true. Full connection. And therefore, Baal HaSulam says, newspaper, this one that he really wanted to connect between. In 1940, he was hoping to somehow prevent this tragedy. Because the problem is that we have, from all the world, bring ourselves back to unity as one nation and not as we have right now in Israel. Rather to be one nation, countries which live in some kind of a culture and education and borders, Israel was founded by when he took from the Babylonians the people who wanted to go with him to through the chesed, through the common mercy. And from this group that he writes that there were thousands of people that went with Avram, which are called Beit Avram. So he taught them how to connect correctly between them. The base of the Israeli nation. Meaning, it's not enough to contact with the house, between couples. We need to connect in our border. And in that, we will not feel any pain and any we'll be connected with the upper light. Everything. There's no way to succeed in our way from the crisis. Only our connection. And we need to give an example through this to the entire. Which is going to expand and grow from all the nations. The upper light through the nations of the world forces us to come to unification. So don't wait for states to change themselves. Not in Europe, not in America, not in our neighbors. As much as we follow the news and we want to see that somehow things are not going to collect. Come to and we can do that with you. Each one needs to know that he has a spark and that if he connects it with other sparks and the life. So first of all, we need to give an example of connection.
כאן באמצע האולם, עם הכובעים הצהובים, כל מי שיש לו שאלה מוזמן להתקרב והם ייתנו את רשות הדיבור. ואולי עד בינתיים שתגיע השאלה הראשונה.
לא, אולי תקרא את זה, מוטל על האומה הישראלית.
כן, אומר בעל הסולם במאמר הערבות. מוטל על האומה הישראלית להכשיר את עצמם ואת בני העולם כולו עד שיתפתחו לקבל עליהם את העבודה הגבוהה הזו של אהבת הזולת. שהוא הסולם לתכלית הבריאה.
אז דיברנו על זה שישנה אהבה, כמו שאנחנו מרגישים בעולם שלנו, שאני אוהב משהו, ועל ידי זה נהנה, ואנחנו מרגישים בזה מילוי.
So much was like we spoke.
וישנה אהבה אחרת.
We work with certain things that give us pleasure, and there's other love where I connect with others, and I feel with the
connection.
Field, warmth. But it's many times fold more. I feel here in this.
אני לא רואה את הסימונים.
נראה לי שכולם רוצים עוד לשמוע עוד
לשמוע, אז קבלו מספר הזוהר. אומר הזוהר כך, פרשת תולדות, כמו שגוף האדם מתחלק לאיברים וכולם עומדים מדרגות על מדרגות המתקנות אלו על אלו וכולן הן גוף אחד, כן העולם, כל אלו הבריות שבעולם כולן הם איברים איברים ועומדים אלו על אלו וכאשר כולן תתקנה יהיו לגוף
and when they all correct they'll become one body.
שכל בני אדם הם מתחלקים קודם כל
But all the people divide first of all to the 70 nations שבעולם האצילות which is in the world of Atzilut which divides all humanity
וישראל לא שייך ליתר
העמים and Israel does not belong to the rest of the nations
מהכוח העליון לכל היתר העמים לכן גם כן כל הגורל שלנו הוא כך והתפקיד שלנו הוא כך ולכן עלינו לחבר להיות אלו שמחברים דווקא את כל האומות יחד ועל ידי זה אנחנו זוכים למימוש התפקיד שלנו הזמן כמו שכותב בעל הסולם, רב קוק, ספר הזוהר ועוד ועוד מקובלים, הוא זמן בדיוק שעכשיו הוא מתרחש. אני זוכר את עצמי וכל פעם אני אומר על זה ומתפלל מזה שוב ושוב, איך אני מלפני 40 שנה שהתחלתי 35, שהתחלתי ללמוד מדע הקבלה, אני לא האמנתי שדבר הזה יקרה. הם אמרו לי, אני הייתי צעיר ולמדתי, הייתי בן 30, וכל המורים שלי הם היו תלמידי בעל הסולם. הם היו כבר בני 70, 80, והם אמרו לי, אתה בטח תגיע עוד מעט, זה יקרה, מ-1995 והלאה. תתגלה חוכמת הקבלה, האנושות תתחיל להרגיש שאין ברירה, שהיא נמצאת במער סתום, שחייבים כאן משהו לעשות, ואז תתגלה חוכמת הקבלה, ואחרי כמה שנים ירגישו שהיא באמת, היא השיטה איך אפשר להינצל מהמכות האלו הקשות.
And I couldn't hear it. I was very skeptical. And truly, the Book of Zohar, much like Agra, the 1995, much like Baal Sulam said, truly, all these states in our world started to and the wisdom of Kabbalah started connecting and coming close to each other. Campuses and round tables and education for children in schools and in this Arvut system that we have and more things as such and not just here but also and many of our friends who are in the same action so we're definitely with you now in the new era and everything is in much comfort and happiness we can actually bring upon this connection between us and bring ourselves to happy life and not just happy the way we're used to in our world rather eternity love fulfillment with no cessation yes Niv hi my name is Lily and right now I'm from Ashdod I wanted to ask why in all the lectures and in the way that Kabbalah gives us we always have to put emphasis on the love of the group and the friends and not to contain all these certain things that we have in our home the father the mother the partner why is the emphasis always on I thought something is missing. Were you in our workshop on the eve of Shabbat? No, I'm sorry, I wasn't. But you're right. You're right in that. We didn't take care of this. Because again, there's a very specific order. They have to be revealed. The deficiency have to be revealed. And then it's called to be not ripe yet. And therefore we have spoken about this before, but only now we did with all about the correction of the situation. In all the peace in the home, a connection between the couple. How many talks have we conducted? I recommend this very much. First of all, single, or if you're a female single or married, doesn't matter. The person which is the closest to us, couple, with whom the most, which is the closest one. I can run away from the friends in my group. I see them every once in a while, and we also know that the Torah says that two, a help against him. And only through the connection between the unification. And a person needs to do this at home, with the people in his home. In the connection with the children, with the couple, with the partner. And mutually they need to connect and become to be truly in one soul. A person can be. He can be with no one else. And the connection between them needs to reach a state where there's no separation. Each and every one is in the other, much like it was in the integration. How was it written here? That it said that we need to get to the complete integration. And so, this is the second stage. From the house, from the home, to the group. We stay at home, and much like when I was at Rabash's place, when I was with Rabash, they were all single. So with single ones, there's no one to talk about connection and family. And until a woman agrees to the, there are many conditions here. But in the group, why do we speak more about the group? Because there, people come and they want to the spiritual world for them, to fill it like this world as an this nature that's around us. And therefore we can explain to him through the expansion of the vessels of reception, expansion of the senses. In this mutual way, we don't feel any difference between. Everyone feels the group as one, as a one complete mix. We start feeling currents among ourselves, which are called the upper light, and we feel the past, present, and future. But it's only one place, and so on. It's much more real. Please. Yes, the next question. Hi, I'm Agar from Khedera. I heard you say once that the change that will happen in humanity, Kabbalah, will have to be a change through the wisdom of Kabbalah. People, however, on the other hand, I heard you say that part of the change will happen in unconscious Kabbalah. I would like you to expand on that, please. You're right, we have to head here. A person doesn't have to know that it comes. So when we exit, when we come out with our root movement, MR, we don't speak about the wisdom. Some sort of a something that continues, and some kind of a sensation about Kabbalah, that it's scary, that it's because it's been there for millennia, hidden. Why did people come to the wisdom of Kabbalah when they're not ready, before the time of correction has come, before the crisis, when they don't have the need for it? Relations between themselves. And therefore we address and turn to all the people of the world who are attracted to us, but in general, that we come out and go to different places and spread the wisdom of Kabbalah. We speak about connection and to corrections. Because if we do that, then through that, the kingdom of priests, life. But if they go to arrange and connect between themselves based on our God, there's already the light that reforms, and they will connect and start feeling the additional force of life. Gradually they'll wiser, smarter, and to reveal these things on their own account, and they won't need us. This is how it's going to come in a gradual manner, and therefore there are two approaches, two stages. One approach is to the ones who are yearning for the wisdom of Kabbalah. The other approach is for people who do not want to hear, and in general they don't want to even hear that it comes from Jewish people. If we spread, we disseminate this method in all different levels. As long as he knows that connection is the hope. Ask, how exactly do you bring this spark that you said that creates this upper light and the connection, how that brings upon this force of connection, how exactly does it happen? Light is that attracted to each other, and in each and every one of us, it's truly physics. We can actually measure that. The wisdom of Kabbalah is full of and we measure that. So if each and every one of us, this force, this potential force that exists in each and every one, activates this inclination that everyone has. We invite the light that reforms, meaning it acts between us. Each and every one of us is attracted to the other, like magnets. And then closes the distance between us. And then the flow of the light starts happening. And then we measure it like nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, the different lights. This is how it happens.
עוד, בבקשה.
עוד, בבקשה.
אנחנו צריכים מתישהו גם לעבור לסדנה, אני רק...
We also need to go to the workshop soon. I'm just reminding everyone.
כן, תשאלי.
Hi, I'm Hannah from the Tel Aviv United Group. With, do they represent the uncorrected parts in us? And conversely, the people that we get along with, they represent the parts that... No, I wouldn't say so. The more the correction is hard, the more light it brings upon. And the fact that we can... We need to start the correction from the easier to the harder. But actually, the place at which are hard to connect, that's where... I want to ask, do you want to conduct a workshop or continue like that? Who is in... Or who is against? Okay, before that, I'm going to give a few technical directions. First of all, there are people here who know what a workshop is and some don't. So let me just explain. But before that, before we... make two important announcements. First of all, on Tuesdays, starting next week from the 14th of August, the lectures of Rav Lightman, the free lectures in Petah Tikva. On the 14th, we'll be in Be'er Sheva. This is the first thing. And the second thing, which is very important, is that in about a month, in the beginning of September, we're going to open Kabbalah La'am, Kabbalah for the Nation campus. And we wanted to emphasize that today all the activities of dissemination and the Arvut, they all have to do with the wisdom of Kabbalah. And in every city, there will be a new campus starting, and it's an opportunity for us to give this greatest gift that we can ever give to the people we love. That I started a new course in Farsaba, a new class, and it's the first time that Farsaba opened a course, and I see the light in their faces, in their eyes. So please take an active part in this, of this thing. Inside, and Yair Oren, the manager of the campus, will be happy to give you all kind of details. I'd also like to add that without the basis of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we cannot advance. These simple table and knowing how to write ABC, these are basic things, you know, we need to know them, like the part Sufim, the spiritual actions. It's hard to speak about the connection between us. The same words come out. Deep. If we don't know, we need to add more from the studies of Kabbalah. I would definitely recommend that everybody should go through a course. It's very necessary. Without that, Okay, simple explanation before we start the workshop. In it, we're going to divide to circles of 10 people. In each circle, I choose someone who's going to be a moderator. It could be someone who has already participated in a few workshops. And workshop. And his role is very simple. He needs to be only to create order. Like if somebody speaks a little longer than a minute or two, give the time to other sparks to speak. And also if he sees that veering from the topic, then he can kind of bring them back to the direction that everyone... טכנית. אנחנו הכנסנו לכאן לעולם. So I have a technical we brought in more people that we can actually put here. So just please try to shrink as much as you can so we have enough space for as many possible circles here. And if there'll be people, especially here in the have an ability to sit in a circle within the hall, then please go outside to the lawn and you'll have some kind of... I just want to say still a few words about the... to participate. It's very recommended to give himself to this game. It's not a game, actually. It's, you can start feeling those internal currents. Okay, let's... Okay, the Rav Volkan. Okay, the...